Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, health, wellness, freedom, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015, and I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I am very honored and thrilled that we are joined by Reverend Carol Saunders and also John Pierre, and we are going to be hearing about a world that works for all, and that is the theme of Whole Planet Spirituality Forum and Retreat. That's happening in October, and that's happening in the Midwest, so we'll be hearing all about that. And Reverend Carol Saunders is the founder and organizer of the Whole Planet Spirituality Forum and Retreat, and John Pierre is a keynote speaker, and we'll be hearing all about the fabulous John Pierre from Carol. Thank you very much, Carol and John Pierre, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
It's wonderful to be here, Marlene. So feeling privileged to be a part of the vegan evolution revolution and love the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
So would you like for me to share a little bit about what we're doing this year?
Yes, please.
So it really is our fourth year, and this is an annual retreat at Unity Village, which is outside of Kansas City in Missouri. And we love being in the Midwest because there's so much attention to things like the vegan evolution revolution on the coasts. And here we've planted ourselves in the middle of the Midwest, cattle country and all that, and just creating an energy all around, shifting our consciousness on the planet. And we're in our fourth year, and basically anybody who's spiritually minded, conscious of the planet, love animals, and kind of want to be a part of a movement that restores ourselves to an original way of being where we're living in harmony with all beings and the planet. That's really what we're about, and to co-create a world that really works for all beings. This year's theme is, as Marlene said, a world that works for all. Every year we have a new theme, but a world that works for all really is pretty indicative of what we're trying to create. And it's a dream. It's a worthy dream. And it really calls us to be universal, have universal love for each other, for all sentient life, to live the ahimsa life. And that takes a lot of inner work as well. We can't just go fix the world by declaring we want it changed. We really have to change ourselves in order to create this new world that works for all. So we really got to work on our consciousness because, you know, new creation is going to emerge from a higher place, but we need to become something different so that we can create something different. And we have a wonderful keynote speaker who I'll introduce in just a second. We also have other speakers, and we've got time for sacred ceremonies and also nature time and also spiritual practices. Oh, and also a lot of good time for collaboration and connecting. And we're also going to be showing a movie, which we can talk about a little bit later. But let me first introduce you to John Pierre, because every year we have a different keynote speaker. And John Pierre is a champion for environmental, humanitarian, and animal rights issues. He's been at this for 35 years, trying to improve the lives of others in the areas of nutrition and fitness and women's empowerment and compassion for animals, green living, and cognitive enhancement. He's the author of Pillars of Health, Your Foundation for Lifelong Wellness. He's been a fitness coach in Hollywood. And his nonprofit is called Living with Harmony. And Living with Harmony works to heal and inspire and transform the lives of people, animals, and the planet through education of what he calls planet-based living. Jean-Pierre, that's your introduction. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing at the retreat?
Thank you. Thank you so much to both of you. Yes, I'm very excited to be the keynote at your wonderful event. And I'll be talking on a couple different topics. One is, as you mentioned, planet-based living, which is very similar to what we used to call veganism, but veganism has really gotten diluted. You know, veganism, when it originally came out, it was all about humanity and the planet and animals and loving ourselves. And then we start getting the term plant-based. And then it really just became basically a diet. it really wasn't about animals and it wasn't about the planet. It wasn't about being kind and loving anymore. So, you know, we really started, our organization really started trying to educate people about plant-based living, which is really a conscientiousness for not only the planet and animals, but also for ourselves. So every time that you buy a product, let's say that's wrapped in plastic, well, we're consuming on average of about a credit card a week of plastic. That plastic is an endocrine disruptor. It's causing a lot of problems in our health, the plastic and the chemicals that we're ingesting. So plant-based living is this conscientiousness on all our purchases. So we're being very conscientious about what we purchase and what we use and how much we use. So I'll be talking quite a bit about that. And then I'll also be doing the work that I've done for actually close to 40 years now, which is enhancing cognitive functioning in the elderly, and then also fall prevention and balance. You know, it's interesting because, you know, we all have a tendency to be worried about getting dementia or, you know, particularly like Alzheimer's. And yet, you know, we're told to exercise and eat blueberries and eat right, but rarely are we really doing the mental, what we call neuroaerobics, training for our brain that we need. So we really focus a lot on that at this conference and doing a lot of different mental exercises. And then we'll be delving into diet a little bit more because, you know, it's interesting when they tell you to eat blueberries for your brain, which I've been recommending for 35 years. They don't tell you that blueberries are one of the highest sprayed crops with pesticides, and these pesticides are damage the nervous system. So yet we have all these people drinking blueberry juice, which is concentrated blueberries, and it's loaded with pesticides. We actually end up hurting our brain. So I'm going to be talking about ways to circumvent that a little bit and why organic is so important. And then, of course, I'll be doing classes all the time on fall prevention and balance. You know, when you start thinking, you know, how many people, if you think about how many falls have you taken in your life? And when you start thinking as you get older and you get osteopenia or osteoporosis, one of those falls can end your life. I mean, if you cut your skin with a bone, you know, your bone snaps in half and you puncture your femoral artery, I mean, you'll be bleeding to death in a minute. And so most people are spending their time doing weight training and aerobics, which is wonderful. They need it. But the people who have osteoporosis and osteopenia, they really need to be focusing a lot more time on balance and fall prevention exercises. So we will be focusing quite a bit on that topic of balance and fall prevention.
Thank you. Thank you, Jean-Pierre. That sounds great. And Carol, I'd love to hear more about Whole Planet Spirituality Form and Retreat and about your theme, A World That Works for All. I'd love to hear the details.
Okay, great. Thanks, Marlene. I'd love to talk more about the Form and Retreat. We call it Form because there's a retreat aspect to it where we're going to be doing inner work and also having time for ourselves and doing some reflection, introspection, and journaling and whatnot. But the forum part is really engaging in dialogue and sharing and learning together. And we've got a bunch of other speakers in addition to Jean-Pierre. One of them is Judy Carman, who's going to be talking to us about her newest book, Homo Ahimsa. And Homo Ahimsa is really should be asking us the question, you know, are we evolving into from Homo sapiens to Homo Ahimsa? And what will it take to become Homo Ahimsa? Ahimsa being a Sanskrit word for nonviolence. I'm also going to be doing a ceremony for the animals in the habitats and anybody who has some animal in their life. It could be a species. It could be a personal animal. It could be an animal that has passed. It could be something that they're in despair about. It could be a human. And we're going to be honoring them all in a ceremony. And we did that last year for the first time. And everybody really, really liked it. It's like memorializing and also just lifting up our spirits around the plight of animals, because it can get kind of sad. And so we want to honor our sadness and then we want to lift ourselves up. I'm so excited that we're going to be screening the movie, Alison Argo's new movie called Forever Home. I've been looking for a film that is generally happy and uplifting, but also includes animals and our being in right stewardship and relationship with animals, and one that's not too long so that we can have time to talk about. And she's agreed to allow us to screen that movie, and we're going to be doing that on Friday night. So the other thing to talk about would be our food, which is always fantastic. And Gigi's Vegan and Wellness Cafe will be catering our lunches this year. Gigi's Wellness Cafe is a minority-owned business, and she brings her wonderful family and energy into our space and provides fantastic vegan and also organic foods. And some of the things we'll be enjoying is like a taco bar with all sorts of different fillings. And she also has a Buddha bar, which has different grains and greens and fruits and whatnot. And she's going to be sharing with us a demonstration on how to make a certain vegan dessert. So is there anything else that you think I should share about, Marlene?
Yes, Reverend Carol, I would love to hear about your presentation, What's on Your Heart Dialogue.
Oh, okay. So the What's on Your Heart Dialogue, I will kick it off on Friday morning and really be talking about whole planet spirituality. But our theme, A World That Works for All, is a creative theme. And so we're going to be talking about the creative process, which really begins with illumination. And then we enter into an imagination and picturing a new world. And then all of the other spiritual gifts that we have to come bring into ourselves in order to fulfill the picture that we've created in our minds. So A World That Works for All is really a creative theme. And we are going to have an art project throughout the whole thing that kind of goes along with that. So on Sunday, when we are finishing up, really my whole thing about What's on Your Heart is to allow us each to regroup and to share what's on our hearts. So it's really not a presentation as much as it is as creating a very, very safe, sacred space where people share what's on their heart, what they've learned, who they are going to be going forward. And it's a wonderful, wonderful kind of a closing circle that we have.
When it's time to go, all the grass and trees and dragonflies are but a storyline and faded pages of a children's book. They never knew the fantasy was real, but here we are, the last hundred of us standing together. If we'd have circle round, get close, grab the hand beside you, and comfort him in his final moments as we see each other for the first time.
This is vegan musician Sally Zito. How beautiful we are.
There are no others.
Continue our conversation with Reverend Carol about a world that works for all.
Gather round to see the ending of the desert night. Remember all the roses and the Buddha in the garden. Beloved little lions turn to dust.
Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Arrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're continuing our conversation with Reverend Carol Saunders, founder and organizer of Whole Planet Spirituality Form and Retreat, a world that works for all.
I do want to say that we generally close at Sunday lunch, but Laura Abbe is going to be doing a workshop, a dialogue workshop. So anybody who can stay on Sunday, they also have the chance to learn more about how to be a powerful messenger in the world and how to bring ourselves powerfully in conversation with people who, you know, we may normally get some resistance from and who we can be in that situation. So I think that kind of talks about what we're doing on Sunday. It's important before everybody goes off to their respective homes that we have kind of a closure experience. And that's what the What's on Your Heart dialogue is all about.
We're listening to Reverend Carol Saunders, the founder and organizer of Whole Planet Spirituality Form and Retreat, happening in Missouri in October. And Carol is joining us via Skype from Wisconsin, and we're also joined by the keynote speaker at the Whole Planet Spirituality Form and Retreat, and that keynote speaker is Jean-Pierre, who's joining us via Skype from Colorado. Yes, this is very exciting to hear about this, and again, thank you. In the fourth annual Whole Planet Spirituality Form and Retreat. Congratulations, Carol.
Thanks, Marlene. We're delighted to have Jean-Pierre this year. I think it's just going to be so much fun and kind of a high-energy event. If anybody's interested, registration is open, really, until the retreat starts. If you're interested in coming, you can learn more about it at thespiritualform.org/retreat. One will also let you know that if you can't make the trek to Missouri, that's okay. We also have a virtual attendance option. And if you live nearby but can only come for a day, we also have a daily rate as well. So we're trying to accommodate everyone. And I do want to say about the virtual attendees, we create community here. So most of us stay in touch throughout the year and many come back. The virtual attendees also create a community amongst themselves and also with the rest of the group. I hold a Zoom meeting every 6 weeks after the retreat, and everybody's invited. And so that's the way we kind of keep our community going in between retreats.
Thank you, Reverend Carol. And thank you, Jean-Pierre, for being the keynote speaker. And I would love to hear more about your history.
Sure. Well, I've been vegan for about 40 years now and teaching for almost that long, with really my background in geriatrics, enhancing cognitive functioning in seniors. And so I was in retirement home senior centers, adult daycare centers. You know, some of these facilities I'd go to, you know, 3 to 4 times a week with the brain building programs I was doing. And I was doing Parkinson's support groups and a lot of classes on fall prevention. And then I had also an office in Chicago that I shared with my business partner, who was a psychologist. So, you know, I was either seeing clients at the office, or I was, you know, at retirement home, senior centers, adult daycare centers, or I was doing lectures somewhere, or I was also running boot camp. So I would teach a boot camp at 6 a.m., 9 a.m., and 6 p.m. And, you know, as time went on, I did more and more work with celebrities and athletes and so forth. But my real passion is just working with people who really need help. You know, I don't like really necessarily working with celebrities or athletes just to make them look better or perform better. I'd really rather help somebody who, you know, needs, maybe who've had a stroke and they need to recover from that, or somebody who has dementia, or somebody who is, you know, trying to reverse heart disease, you know, because I think that's the most rewarding thing, is when we can help somebody get on with their life and be fully functional and, you know, contribute to the world also. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Thank you, Jean-Pierre. And Reverend Carol, could you please tell us a little bit about your herstory? Because I find your herstory fascinating.
My herstory. I love that. Well, you know, I am a Unity minister and I'm an interfaith minister. And I led a Unity church. I pioneered one. I started it in Deerfield, Illinois, and led that for 10 years. And now I have a podcast called The Spiritual Forum and a YouTube channel. And really, the podcast is a voice of hope, inspiration, and awakening. And I talk to people all around the world about all sorts of spiritual topics. I started off not as a minister, though. I have a whole background in engineering, and that's what happened with me after my college years. So I've had a major career switch, but I love how life keeps showing us new opportunities. And I love being part of the vegan evolution And this retreat is amplifying that message. And it's just, to me, it's a calling of spirit, and I'm really glad to have said yes.
Yes, and I have to say I enjoy your website, wolfandlamb.com.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have a blog, wolfandlamb.com. And that's really based on a scripture in Isaiah. And it really is a vision of a world where the wolf lies down with the lamb, and that we lay down all of our weapons and all of our violent actions and our violent thoughts and become one with each other once again. And so that's what that the website's all about.
That's Reverend Carol's blog, wolfandthelamb.com. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. And now here's another musical interlude with another vegan musician. This is Charity and the Jam Band. Generate love.
Is to generate love and put it out into the world. Our job is to generate love and put it out into the world. Do you wish that everyone everywhere could be happy, safe, healthy, and free? That's called loving kindness, when you wish these good things from your heart for yourself and for everybody. Our job is to generate love and put it out into the world. Our job is to generate love and put it out into the world. Do you feel sad when you see someone who's suffering? Compassion, when you know how to feel and you care and you want to ease their way.
Now here I've inserted a snippet of one of the Spiritual Forum podcast by Reverend Carol Saunders, and this one happens to be one of my favorite, and it was earlier this year, May 7th, 2024, in which Carol is discussing some of the aspects that I have experienced, and many, many vegans we have experienced this and related, and especially in the last week, there's been four vegans who have talked about similar experiences where the vegan message is not easily accepted by many groups throughout society.
That we have to imprison animals to get nutrients is false. And so once we understand that, we can liberate animals. We don't have to imprison them anymore. And that is the foundation of our own liberation. If we don't liberate animals, what right do we have to think that we can be free? Right? That's the key. So that's it.
Right. I think that it's so fascinating to me that the freedom movement, or the freedom people who arose out of the, what I call the COVID years, for lack of a better term, that this is such a blind spot for the freedom people. I've been thrown out of so many comment section and blog posts and groups and everything when I just asked the question about how do we ever expect to be free, which is what everybody wants, as long as we're enslaving someone. And it's so interesting how much the freedom people think that they have a right to this thing called meat without seeing that exactly what they're doing to the animals is exactly what they don't want to have done to them. It's such an interesting blind spot. And as you go through these attitudes, I mean, to me, a lot is also about the purpose, the idea that we're trained to believe that there are beings, whether they're animals, nature, or people, that are here for me to do what I want. Their purpose is to satisfy me versus that they have their own purpose. To me, that underlying idea is what's under all exploitation, all slavery, all child trafficking, all everything, domination, right. Everything, that you are here for me. And we see this very clearly when we look at like the fiefdoms and the kings and the people out, the peasants out in the field, and oh, how they did that back then. You know, that was all wrong, you know, and we don't see it now so clearly.
Generosity when you offer up your love, all your things, all your time.
Well, we're coming to a close in the interview for today. Jean-Pierre, do you have any additional messages for our listeners?
Well, that this is going to be an amazing event. I'm really excited about it, so I want to thank you for both for having me here on the show, too.
Thank you, Jean-Pierre. And Reverend Carol, what additional information can you leave with our listeners about a world that works for all?
Well, I was fortunate enough to drive down to Chicago to experience firsthand a retreat that Jean-Pierre was leading. And I could tell from that this event's going to be amazing. So we're just delighted. I just remind everybody we are here to support everybody in their advocacy, in their activism, in their just day-to-day lives. And maybe you want to bring this spiritual message to your spiritual community. And sometimes that's hard. And we're here to support and to help you amplify your message and to help you do the inner work that's required for us to be powerful in the world. And once again, the website is thespiritualforum.org/retreat if you're interested in getting more information or to register.
Thank you, Reverend Carol. And thank you, Jean-Pierre. And thank you both very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you.
Thank you. So if you have any interest in learning more, you can go to thespiritualforum.org/retreat. And once again, this is A World That Works for All, Whole Planet Spirituality Forum and Retreat at Unity Village, Missouri, October 17th through 20th this year. And it's 3 full days, starting Thursday evening and ending Sunday afternoon. And we just really, really hope that you can come. We'd love to meet you. Okay, and don't forget that you can attend virtually. If you can't make it to Kansas City, Missouri, you would love Unity Village because it's a fantastic place. Lots and lots of beautiful walking paths and a most amazing labyrinth. There's so much to enjoy at Unity Village. But if you can't make it, you can come virtually. And there's a virtual attendance option. You can find out all about that on the website as well.
Thank you very much, Reverend Carol, and thank you very much, Jean-Pierre.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Much thanks to the vegan musicians. Let's go out with Generate Love.
Our job is to generate love and put it out into the world. Our job is to generate love and put it out.
We started out the show with the song Jewels of Light, piano by Will Tuttle and flute by Madeline Tuttle. And then we'll close out the show with One Golden Bowl by Charity and the Jam Band. Thanks again for tuning into Vegan Nation. Wishing you all a beautiful, beautiful day.